With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There are no signs that the partial government shutdown will end anytime soon. Most of the government does remain funded. However, the Department of Homeland Security goes without funding because Democrats are still insisting on some major changes in the way that ICE carries out its immigration enforcement duties. Oscar-winning actor Robert Duvall has died. He won an Academy Award as Best Actor for portraying the over-the-hill country music singer in a 1983 film, Tender Mercies. He told the Associated Press in 1996, after decades of acting, he was finally at ease on camera.
I feel very comfortable in my existence between the words action and cut. I feel very at peace with myself. You know, and it's a way of making a living as well, so I like that.
Duvall also won four Golden Globes along the way, including one for playing the philosophical cattle drive boss in the 1989 miniseries Lonesome Dove. That's a role he often cited as his favorite one. California, just one of the many parts of the country destined for a little more winter weather this week. Jacob Spender is with the National Weather Service.
There will be some showers and thunderstorm activity in the valley within California, especially Northern California. And then as we get up into the mountains and the foothills, we're going to be looking at some snowfall.
Up to 8 feet of snow in the highest elevations in Budapest today. A round of applause. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio was on hand to sign a civilian nuclear deal alongside Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban.
The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being. And it's not just close rhetorically, it's close in action and things that are actually happening. And I think some evidence of that is here today in the agreement that we've just signed.
That is Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and this is SRN News. Indiana is turning a thumbs down to the transgenderism agenda.
The state will no longer allow people to change their gender on their driver's license or any other government-issued identification. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has issued an executive order directing all agencies to, quote, enforce the biological binary of man and woman. A growing number of states are retrenching on transgenderism these days following a public backlash that began before President Trump's re-election and helped power it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation, quote, aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines the crime of murder. This is SRN News. Law enforcement agents have been gathering more potential evidence as a search for Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother heads into its third week.
The FBI said Sunday that a glove containing DNA found a couple of miles from Nancy Guthrie's home appears to match those worn by a masked person outside her house the night she disappeared. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her Arizona home on January 31st and was reported missing the following day. Purported ransom notes were sent to news outlets, but two deadlines for paying have passed. Authorities have expressed concern about Guthrie's health due to her need for daily medication.
That is Elaine Carroll reporting in the pre-dawn hours this morning at Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1.
Ignition. SpaceX's Falcon 9 aiming to launch 29 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit. Today's launch was the 10th flight for the first stage booster as part of that mission. Following separation, the first stage landed on the A Shortfall of Gravitas drone ship. More at SRNnews.com.